This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Hello, it is 27 minutes to 8. You are joined in the studio tonight by Eleanor,
Maddie, and a couple of special guests.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Welcome to the show, Josh and Patty.
Hello. Thanks for having us on.
So you guys are from the Victorian Queer Students Network to talk about some of the events you've been organising. Can you tell us what the VQSN does?
The VQSN has been organised by different queer reps from across all the different unis across Melbourne and Victoria, because we all have these great departments and clubs and things, and we all have our own events. But we thought it was time that we all got to know each other a little and organise events for everyone. So we come together and we organise these cross-university events so all of our students can get to meet each other and form networks across Victoria.
Awesome, because like, let's be real, every uni has a queer ball around the same time.
Yeah.
Things like that. So, you know, all coming together is a very good thing.
Yeah definitely.
How long have you been going for?
Well, the VQSN, sorry, I always get it wrong. I don't know why. But yeah, we've been around all this year. It hasn't been a new concept, but basically this year's had the most engagement within the university.
Yeah.
Like, cultures all coming together. And it's a really cool thing.
Well, that's really exciting to have, you know, more people involved, because that's really how groups like this start snowballing, and that's really what you want. I mean, you want to have a nice central group that you can point to and go, we are the ones that run the events. If we need an event run, just come talk to us and we'll get sort something out soon. You know, things like, it's really great to hear that you guys are gathering steam and like a group like this.
Yep. Yeah. You've got something coming up soon, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We have the VQSN
Op Shop Ball on Friday night.
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a really amazing event. It's the first ball that that we've all started organising for the year. So it's going to be a really big one and we're really excited about it. There's going to be free pizza, free drinks free on pizza. The night.
Honestly, free pizza is a combination of words that will just get me there automatically.
Yep, it's a deal sealer, basically, yeah. So we're really... the tickets are $10 and you get so much with those. So,
so when really you great. When you say op shop ball, like what does that mean?
So basically, it means the whole room where we're having it at the Swinburne Bar at the Hawthorne campus is going to be just decked out as an op shop would be, you know, like cool vintage stuff all across the room.
That's cool.
It's basically, wear what you want from an op shop, you know, if you've got some...
Honestly, that's where most of my dressy clothes came from anyway, you know, savers.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Op shops are my personal life. I mean, you just get so many really great, unique things from there.
My mum works at an op shop, that was really handy when my sister and I moved house last year.
Yeah.
Hey, Mum, what have you got by way of furniture? That's where we got our couch.
So. Give us what you've got.
Pretty much.
Definitely.
So is there a sort of age restriction on the queer ball?
Yeah.
On the op shop ball, rather.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there is alcohol consumption at the event, so it has to be 18+. And
Eleanor's got her resigned face on.
Yeah, sorry, Eleanor.
See you next year at the next one.
What were we saying about me being old again?
Hey. I could go get a fake ID, but I'm a good person, okay? No fake IDs. Don't do that, people.
I remember when I was, like, the days of MySpace, I was about 16, 17, so I kept getting friend requests from these fake ID profiles. It's like, we can get you a convincing fake ID. Really?
That's cute.
I don't think I left the house in year 11. Anyway.
Do you guys have anything else coming up that we should know about?
Well, no. Not that I can currently think of. We've put all our effort into this.
That's fair enough.
We do have a URL if you would like to buy tickets.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask, how can people find out more?
Yes. Well, if you want to find out more, we do have a Facebook page, the Victorian Queer Student Network. Give us a like for future events. And if you would like to buy tickets to the Op Shop Ball, go to tinyurl.com/opshopball.
It's going to be an amazing night, guys, so we want everyone to get on board. It's at the Swinburne University, the pub that's just on campus, at the Hawthorne campus.
Student Union Bar.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sorry, not the pub, the Student Union Bar.
Sorry.
What's the VQSN hoping to, like, working towards? What are you hoping you'll be doing in a few years?
Basically, we just want to bring everyone together, have bigger, better events across campus. We want to get everyone involved, as many people involved as possible. It's such a great committee and such a good group of people that organise so many events throughout the year. And we just want to bring all our ideas together and keep people interested with these clubs and societies. It's really important.
If people want to get involved in the group itself, is that a thing that they can do?
Definitely. Anyone can be involved. As long as you get in touch with your university queer reps on campus or anyone from your union even, you can become involved and bring your ideas together to the table. We love having new members come along. And
That's really great. More volunteer groups.
Absolutely.
Just what I needed in my life.
So that's Friday night?
Yeah, that's this Friday night at 7 p.m. it starts. And it's going to be a really, really great night with a lot of great people coming.
So tinyurl.com/opshopball.
Yes.
Yep. We'll be sharing that later for you guys.
Thanks, on our Facebook, guys. Which you should like. Look up Generation Next.
Yep. just before we let you guys go, what kind of things do you guys have big dreams and plans for the future? You know, do you have any ideas about where you really want to go, or are you just sort of rolling with it at the moment?
What I'd really like to do in future is, well, this is our first big event. So this is what we've been calling the wet event, where alcohol is being served. We want to do dry events in the future. We've even considered doing an art show.
Oh, awesome.
That's a really cool idea. I mean, I know a lot of my LGBTI friends are really artsy. I've tried my hand at it. I'm okay. I'm not great.
I cannot. I just can't.
I do own a tablet.
Basically, just want to bring as many events as possible to the university campuses and, get everyone involved. It's really, really important to create that community.
That's really exciting.
Definitely. Look, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it was great to hear from you guys.
Thanks so much, guys.
Okay, we'll be back with some gay school right after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.